Welcome to Vanderpump Rules Party Podcast, the longest running podcast about Vanderpump Rules out there. Please join your hosts, Holly and Sarah, as they deep dive everything Vanderpump Rules.
Hey, I'm Holly Borquez.
I'm Sarah C. What's up?
What's up? Oh my gosh, that was such a good episode. I'm fired up and ready to talk.
I mean, the whole week's been fired up. And then the Valley was also good.
Yes. I need to do, I like pleasure watched it and like half took notes, but damn to the ending.
Yeah, I pleasure watched it because we're going to do the Valley tomorrow.
I
can do my notes later. Let me just pleasure watch after I sat in front of my computer watching Vanderpump and then watch What Happens Live. I'm like, I deserve a little break
because
I wanted to rewatch Vanderpump on the TV, which it was just about to end and you said you were ready. So I saw it twice.
Yeah, I kind of saw it out of order because the Valley was on before I watched Vanderpump because I was like late to watching the East feed. So I kind of saw it in reverse, but yeah, it was good.
It was okay because it wasn't a progression. It was like separate scenes that could be out of order.
Yes, yes.
So you guys, we will be back tomorrow with the Valley recap and then the Vanderpump after show. That has not been posted as of yet. I checked like a half an hour ago. So we'll do that tomorrow on our Valley episode.
And then also Andy advertised like multiple times an extended version of Vanderpump on Peacock. So we need to watch that too.
Yeah. So any pieces we missed that are on the extended version, we will cover tomorrow.
And I feel like it'll be just so if you guys are wondering. So Sarah and I just watched freshly right now. So this is like our first reaction to the episode. So imagine we just saw the episode. We're meeting up at the water cooler at work and we're going to talk about it, you know, and then we'll have more details as we go on.
I saw, speaking of Andy, they stole some of my poll questions. You're welcome, Bravo.
I saw that.
Because, like, a lot of the questions were from, like, 2 weeks ago. I'm like, what?
Well, yeah, because I watched Watch What Happens Live before I saw the episode. So I was like, wait, so they're still talking about chicken skewers, which they did. But that was very much last week, too.
But they were still talking about the pantsing and everything.
Yeah, yeah. It was very behind.
Yeah. Okay, well, I mean, we have some updates that we want to talk about first. But do you want to talk about the reunion looks real quick?
Sure.
I thought this was kind of their best overall. Like, there was no real off numbers.
Well, there.
Schwartz and his Mr. Rogers vibe. What were you going to say?
Joe.
Okay, but, like, don't you think she's channeling Katie Maloney? Which is kind of brilliant. Like, I really got Katie Maloney vibes in that dress.
I almost, like, don't even want to, like, rip her apart because, A, I don't want to rip her apart, but I'm just, like, I'm sure, I just imagine, like, if I was having to do a reunion, I would, like, study what they did in the past and, like, try to make it, like, it would be a lot of pressure. So I feel bad almost poking fun, but it just, I guess it's funny to me because it's, like, cute that she, like, really tried to go glam and, like, she, like, she really went there. You know what I mean? Like, she went for it.
I would have liked if she had, like, doubled down and did, like, big bombshell hair. That would have been, like...
I straight up didn't even recognize her. Like, I thought... I think that she's a pretty girl, and so I thought the dress kind of overtook her a little bit. Like, that would be my only critique of it, that I think she even could have done something really plain, because her face is actually, like, really striking.
Yeah, so, I don't know, like, the coloring did her any favors.
It's like, normally where I think, like, her face is her focal point, the dress took away from that for me.
She could have, like, had a really nice jewel tone or something.
Yeah.
Well, speaking of, Allie did choose a jewel tone of green. I love the color of green, and she looks great, but I just thought it was a little ironic, because Raquel loved wearing a green dress to the reunion. Granted, a different shade.
Yeah, Allie's is okay for me. It's okay.
Yeah, It's just okay. It's nothing.
Lisa's, oh my God. I don't have words for what Lisa's wearing.
Do you know what that fabric reminds me of?
What?
The stripper cat suits.
Oh, like, yeah.
Circa 2000. So much of that fabric downtown LA is like hot pink, turquoise, blue, like Lisa's wearing. I'm like, is so dated. And then like that bulky blazer. It's like, what are you doing?
So Ariana, I thought, like, wow, what a contrast from last year being in the red revenge dress to now being cool, calm, and collected. I think she's really sending a message there. Just icy. I mean,
okay. The violet navy color I loved, and it's really good for green eyes. But, like, this enhanced her body. You could see her shredded abs through it. And then normally, I'm not a big fan of that kind of top, like the breastfeeding saggy boob top thing.
Uh-huh.
You know, it looks like that thing you wear, the sling, when you're breastfeeding or something.
Yeah.
Because it always makes boobs look droopy or saggy, but hers are like high and tight, not full attention. And then, I mean, I just thought she looked killer.
It is literally like sculpted to her body. Like she couldn't look better.
Mm-hmm.
And then Katie coming in hot in the silver.
I wrote, I'm shocked because there's not like, it's not like, oh my God, that dress is amazing, but it is for her. And I'm like, there's not an imperfection anywhere. It's like, that fabric looks like it would crinkle and wrinkle so easily, or you could see like maybe body indents, but she's smooth and flawless and like, wow.
Again, though, like looking at them standing up in these outfits, I am horrified to know what it is like to sit in them for 8 hours sitting up straight. Like both Ariana and Katie's boobs are like on full display. And if you happen to like concave your chest a little bit, it's not going to look great. You kind of have to have your shoulders back, you know, and like have nice posture.
Or the high slits where it's like one.
Yeah.
You get one inch too comfortable and there you are.
Yeah. So. Okay.
Lala, I liked hers the least. And I want to go on paper saying there's nothing wrong with the dress. It's just kind of plain, boring. Someone wrote it was very prom. And then I also don't think the color, I think it washed her out. I think this color would have looked great on like Allie, maybe Katie. But like, I wasn't a fan.
I like it. I like the color. I like the color if I'm looking at only the dress. When I look at it on her, yes, maybe not the best color for her, but I also think her makes her skin look really pretty. I didn't hate it. And yeah, I don't know. I didn't hate, but then again,
just wasn't interesting.
I'm a sucker for like a prom look anyway, so maybe that's my thing. DJ James Kennedy,
He always looks at this like that. So
I was like really disappointed with Sandoval. He always wears this. Like this isn't a surprise to me at all, and yeah. Just like really safe and boring.
It's like fine. It's fine.
Yeah.
And then Schwartz, okay, like instantly Mr. Rogers vibes. Like, what is that rust color shirt he's wearing? And then, like, the brown doesn't, it's like another shade of brown. And then the pants on the top half of the pants look like slim cut, but the bottom half look like husky cut.
And it's like it's like no belt, but like kind of tight at the thighs. Like,
and then. And then the black and white sneakers with two different shades of brown. He's just off.
It's kind of like he just phoned it in. You know, he's like, okay, here I am.
Yeah, maybe just even a different shirt would have helped. Maybe just a white, crisp shirt.
Lisa and Brock, like, kind of look similar.
Okay, and another thing with Schwartz's different brown shades all over the place. Brock's is fine. There's nothing really to rip on except for it irritates me a little bit because his pants are a different shade of black than his top, but like not distinctly enough to be on purpose.
At least he didn't go sheer or something. So like,
oh yes, thank you.
I'm okay with this. The jacket, I don't know if I like the fit of the jacket on him. His hair looks good. His lifts are fine.
Sheena was saying that he was about to buzz cut his hair before the reunion, and she begged him not to because, like, people haven't seen you like this before. And I think that was a good call, because I'm not sure, like, world of a difference with his short hair, but I'm not sure buzz bald is his look.
Yeah, at least wait till next season or something. Like, keep it flowy in the season.
Okay, Sheena's. So I feel like we have been there, done that 100 times already.
Yeah.
I like it. I think it's pretty, and she looks good. It's just like, we're really leaning in a little too hard to this good as gold shit. Like, I get it. Like, I can already hear Andy being like, well, Sheena, looks like you're sitting good as gold over there. And she's like, yeah, Andy, I wore it for you. Like, it's just, can we try something new?
I feel like Sheena really could step into, like, a different, like, fashion era right now and really kind of come out on top, like, as far as fashion goes in the group with the cast right now. But she's not. She's really playing it safe and, yeah.
She either wears a gold dress or she wears a sweatshirt as a dress. That's it.
Those yeah, are her or, two looks. Or like, a crop top, like, bandage with...
Oh, yeah.
With, like, sweats.
Sweatpants, yeah.
And a bucket hat. And her hair, she's really into her hair like this right now.
The top knot is for your everyday use. It's not for a red carpet.
I mean, she looks phenomenal. Like, there's literally nothing I can pick at in this. I think that they're, like, if I was a fashion designer, I feel like she's like the perfect mannequin. She could probably wear anything, and I feel like she plays it a little safe.
Well, and Lala too, and that's where, like, they both, you know, could. I was just disappointed. There's so much more they both could have done.
Exactly.
Like, I like Sheena's a lot better than Lala's.
Well, Lala is pregnant. Lala is, you know, like, she's got some.
She's got to be comfortable.
Yeah, she's got, and I wouldn't say that looked comfortable.
Yeah, it was a little tight in the middle.
Yeah. And the boobs, all of it, I was like, oh, okay. She's going for it.
Yeah. So, well, that's that. But, I mean, overall, I think everyone looked pretty good.
Overall, I think when they hit the stage, like, all sitting there, it's going to look really good.
Yeah. So, Lala's getting torn apart about her podcast last week that we briefly touched on about how she went through everyone's followers, and she's like, I know this report might not be real, but I'm going to do it anyways. And it was just, even if it was true or even if it was false, it's just the fact that that's what she's choosing to use as content on her podcast. It's just gross. It's icky. It's tacky. But I heard some other people talking about, the actual real reports are like nothing like that. Also, I don't think she's a great business decision maker because I was reading about her new house and it said it was last sold in 2022 for 1.6. And she bought it for 3.1. I'm like you already said how she overpaid for the Palm Springs house, but this is like a $2 million, like, what changed that much in 2 years or year and a half? We're only at the beginning of 2024, you know? Like, I don't know.
Yeah.
And the house was built in 1947. It was just like, oh, I don't know.
Well, maybe the original house, but that it's like one of those new Ariana Tom ones.
Well, it said it was renovated. It didn't say it was a tear down, like, the lot. It literally says.
It had to be because the other houses there are, like, tiny. And this is, like, a giant mansion. Well, you know, a valley mansion.
Yeah, I don't know. Just what I read.
Huh.
But that's a lot from 2012. Like, I could understand if it was, like, 2013 or something.
You couldn't pay me to buy a house in the valley in the upwards of the 3 mils. There's no way. If I had that money, I'd be using it elsewhere.
Yeah. Orange County. Even, you can get places on the west side, Malibu.
You can get
those beautiful trailers in Malibu.
The thing... I totally get why, if, like, you are living in LA, why you would live in the valley, because you have a yard, you have more space, you know, like, I get it.
Yeah.
But to each their own, to each their own.
So, I just, okay, there's so much going on. James is closing out his Not About the Pasta merch. It's 50% off right now. This is the last time you can get it. And I'm just like, this is like 7 seasons too late. It's just, who's buying that? It's not about the pasta. I mean, maybe all the new listeners. Like, that was funny 7 years ago. Anyways.
Yeah.
I guess the Sloppy Joe stuff was not a hit, and he had to, I guess he paid on Instagram to boost the ad. And so he's saying the profits will, he's going to split the profits with Joe or something to apologize. I don't know.
Yeah, I think that they were selling well. I think that he got attacked for it being mean. You know what I mean? Like, Ali stopped him because it was mean. But he couldn't take it down because he boosted it.
Rachel's last podcast, or last week anyway, she may have come out with a different one. It was with her publicist. They kind of, you know, took over right when Rachel went into the facility, or like a couple days after Scandal, because they fired the original one. She doesn't believe the phone pocket story. She doesn't believe it fell out. She thinks Ariana had ample opportunities, knowing his password, to look at his phone when he's in the shower or sleeping. Just saying. And then she questions, why would they ride home in an Uber together? I question that for sure. Like, I would have taken that phone and went home, packed a bag, went to a hotel, made sure my location was shut off, and gone through that phone with a fine-tooth comb. Not ride home with him.
The time that it was revealed, from when the phone fell out of the pocket to Ariana going to the bathroom, to calling Raquel and confronting her, to Sheena slapping her, it's all
like an hour.
It's like so many things have to be perfectly aligned for all of that to happen.
And they were fighting out in the alley before they left and got in the Uber.
Like, it's just wild. Like, it is a, if you really break it down, it is a wildly precise and perfect timeline. It just is. Like, it's for that many series of events to, you know, like, it's like dominoes. It's like, da, 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 da. Did they hit it all? I guess so.
Yeah. Well, Rachel was at the iHeartRadio Awards, as was Katie and Dana.
Yes.
I wonder if they had any run-ins together.
Probably.
Another correction that Anne made. So, Sandoval, so we had the episode last week of Anne saying she waited 3 hours. She was, like, diligent about getting Taylor Swift tickets. Tom gave her the time off, blah, blah, blah. But then on Sandoval's podcast, he's like, well, yeah, I actually got her those tickets. So I was like, wait, is Anne a liar? Did she not sit on the phone for 3 hours? Well, as it turns out, no, she did. Her story was true. But then, as a gesture, you know, Sandoval's a big gift giver. He's like, hey, Anne, I want to pay for your Taylor Swift tickets as a gesture or something, which is very kind and very generous. But, like, he didn't buy that. It's like, you're trying to take credit for this thing. You know? I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, the most shocking thing that I saw out of that story was that the tickets were only $250.
Really?
Yeah, that's what he Venmo'd her. Like, I have friends that sat in the furthest row up for $750. So,
then he didn't buy her tickets. That's no way.
Unless, you know, like, when someone asks you, they're like, look, I want to pay you for that. Like, how much is it? And, like, even though it was, like, $400, you're like, oh, like, $100. You know, like, you just, like, don't want to tell them how much you really paid because you're embarrassed or something. I don't know.
Yeah.
I just, I mean, well, Swifties out there, like, let us know. Did you pay $250 for your tickets?
He doesn't need to be going on a podcast bragging about how he spent $250. Come on.
Exactly. Well, he did you know another thing he does is he gives, sometimes he'll give a bum $100.
Oh, yeah.
That's literally, he bragged, I can't, I still.
He's the people my parents warn me about in church that want their names in their bulletin that
yes,
give money.
Yes.
They want the credit. It was much like in the Valley when Jesse and Michelle were getting that, like, life coaching therapy or whatever, and the guy's like, well, how long if I do these nice gestures until she'll, like, put out? And the guy's like, no, if you're looking at doing nice gestures for results, it's never going to work. You need to do the nice gestures because you feel them and you want to do something nice for your wife, not because, oh, if I tell her she looks nice in 2 months, every day for 2 months, will she, like, sleep with me then? Like,
yeah.
Very much like that. Like, it doesn't compute in certain male minds, I don't think. Well, if you want to hear more Tom and Tom, they are on Alex Baskin's Hot Mic podcast today. And I'm going to say, unless you're subscribed, I wouldn't waste your time. Sorry, Alex. It's just, there's nothing revealed. There's one thing that I thought was interesting, but everything else was like, so how did you guys meet? And then how did you meet Jax? Like, we have heard this story 10 billion times. Like, what are we learning here? I don't know.
Yeah.
And people are paying $4 a month for that basic bitch news. And just, you know, I would expect more for $3.99.
Yeah.
Just saying. And also, well, at least this one was filmed in this fiscal year.
Yeah, that's
not
good.
The Jackson premiere. It was filmed after they had the premiere party, so we know it was at least late January. And that's the only part I found interesting was Alex, you know, giving Sandoval credit for showing up when it's hard and he has to hide and stuff like that. And he asked, you know, if the cast was nice to him at the premiere party. And Sandoval's like, yeah, I mean, I got some love from, you know, like Lala and James and Allie and, oh, and then like Logan Cochran.
Hmm.
Really? Interesting. So that kind of leads us into our next story. So if Logan, who is Ariana's best friend with Brad, Logan also the one in recent Hot Water is being accused of knowing by Rachel, and he vehemently denies that he knew anything. But if he's all friendly with Sandoval and showing enough kindness or affection to Sandoval at the premiere party, then why can't Jeremy? Just saying.
Yeah.
So speaking of Jeremy, he got engaged to Rachel. Now, a lot of you don't know who Rachel is. He has been in a relationship with Rachel for many, many years. We've met her, oh gosh, 28. Oh, yeah, when was Daisy born?
Yeah, 2018.
Yeah, 2017, 2018, we met Rachel. So they have been together, you know, many, many years. He did come out with an Us Weekly magazine that we posted. You guys can go on our Instagram or it's in our Facebook group and read that if you like, or go to Us Weekly. Kind of explaining the comments that were picked up by Craig at the premiere party that we were at with them, on what he said about, I haven't heard from my sister in a few months. He said it was more his fault because he feels like he has to choose between his sister and his fiance because they don't get along. And he felt like Ariana had expressed some microaggressions towards Rachel, his fiance, and he needed to stand up for her. And he did reach out in December, but he's never heard back from her. So, you know, I'm sure it's a work in progress. We'll see what happens.
It's pretty wild to go to Us Weekly and air that out.
Yeah, I think it's, you know, I mean, it's getting them in the press. It could be advantageous for them if they are trying to get on a season 12 or The Valley, which they are very close with Jax and Brittany. They are close with some of the other people on The Valley. In fact, they did their engagement. I heard it was Jax. I heard it was Sheena. I guess I didn't ask to confirm, but he was with, you know, Sheena, as we saw Sheena post, which was a little, you know, maybe the Us Weekly article needed to come out because it was, people took it different ways. It was like, oh, here's Sheena posting Jeremy got engaged. And then people were like, oh my gosh, this is a dig because he's not talking to his sister, and Sheena and Ariana are kind of on the outs right now, or a little bit of a battle, maybe because of Lala and Katie, and he chose to get engaged with Sheena. And it is, you know, Ariana, she's in New York, but only till the 7th, so could have waited a week.
He chose to get engaged with Sheena and Jax, propose at Jax's bar on Easter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, we hope to bring you more of that story direct. We'll see. We're in scheduling discussions, and we'll keep you guys posted on that. So, the other big thing, so Ariana reveals she's on going to host Love Island, her dream show. She did a trial for it. I am, Holly posted a reel, you know, of her announcement. I am blown away by the comments. I'm like shook. And now watching this week's episode, it's going to get worse.
Talk about a bombshell.
Oh, sorry, I'm just going to read the, I'm reading some of the things.
So first of all, everyone is harping so bad. What horrible makeup. Why would she do that with her makeup? It's like, you guys, calm down. She literally is filming it in the theater as she's about to go on to her Broadway show, Chicago. That is stage makeup. She does 8 shows a week. She has very little time, so I'm sure she was maximizing like some downtime she had between shows to make that video. So again, stage makeup. But the amount of people saying, you know, just move on. You're a clown. What are you doing to Tom? It blows me away because it's just like, first of all, oh, she's so bitter. I'm like, y'all, she has moved on and she's moved out. She has not lived in that house really since late summer, like probably when filming wrapped, because right when she started Dancing with the Stars, she got an Airbnb. And as soon as Dancing with the Stars ended, she goes to New York to film Chicago, to be in Chicago. So she really hasn't been in that house since last summer, which is when they are filming right now, which is only 4 months after the breakup. And most people are like, you should give a girl a year to be, you know, process, react, be crazy, whatever she wants to be. And so everyone just being like, well, and then I can't wrap my head. They're like, Tom gave her an offer and she refused. It's like, he didn't though. He gave her a letter of intent that he typed up himself. It didn't account for the current market value, the home equity loan he took for his bar, or the $100,000 worth of furniture they bought that they're auditing right now with the designer, showing that she purchased like probably the majority of it. So where's that going to go? You know what I mean? Like, why does she have to be the one to move out? Why does she have to lose out financially? It's like the sympathy for Tom and the victim shaming and the stone throwing at Ariana is just, I get you guys are sick of seeing her, but what is she supposed to do? Hey, we'd like to pay you this much money for this job. It's something she's wanted to do her whole life. It's free money. Like, would you guys go to work and, you know, your coworkers don't like you? And would you be like, you know what? I don't need this paycheck. I want to make sure everyone else is happy. Was she supposed to turn down work because you guys think she's getting too many ads? That's insane.
Yeah, it really is. Like, even after tonight's episode, I was like, how am I, like, I was checking in with myself, you know, I was like, how am I feeling about this? You know, like, I don't know.
Yeah, tonight's episode, I do think she was a little unhinged, a little unreasonable, a little over the top. That doesn't mean I don't think she deserves to get a big commercial or whatever she's booking. And, like, why are you so mad about it? It's, like, she didn't do anything wrong. And everyone has, she said this will come. This is what happens on social media. The tide turns and the players, you know, the victims change. And, God, was that a formula she predicted or what?
Yeah.
I'm just shocked.
Yeah.
I say, everyone needs to calm down. She is not in the house. She left the house end of last summer. She wants to sell it. If there's a viable offer, you know, that's why they're going to court, because he doesn't probably have the money to buy what she is owed.
I say, let's get mad at Brock again. That's where I'm at this episode.
Yeah. Okay, well, I'm ready to get into the episode. I had that event. I was just, everyone's just so mean. And I'm like, you don't have to be Team Ariana. You can be, like, sick of her. I don't care, but why do you just have to be, like, was she supposed to turn down jobs? I don't understand.
Yeah. Or I just don't know. Like, I think, I don't know if they're just, like, sick of hearing about it, or, like, I don't know what it is. But, yeah, it's wild.
And, like, move on. It's like, she has. She's been out of the house for at least 6 months. She's been in a relationship for, well, you know, a year.
Yeah.
Whatever. Okay. So, episode 10. We learned that Brock did not.
10. It's crazy.
Brock did not have Play-Doh in New Zealand. He had mud. I have friends in New Zealand. I'm going to fact check that.
Yes, please do.
I will get to that tomorrow. I'll report back on the after show podcast. What I don't understand, I'm a little concerned that Joe and Schwartz think that pulped out pineapple looks like Butter's poop. That's disgusting. What are you feeding him?
I borderline love that they're obsessed with poop. Like, I think that's funny. But then, yes, there is something, like, very dark about the fact that, like, they were both, like, about, like, that juice looks like poop. And then they take a shot of the dog. Like, why shame the dog like that?
Well, why is the dog – I understand dogs get sick, or sometimes it's that goopy pile, but usually it should be a log. Like, why – you're not concerned that Butter's poop looks like a big – blob, like the shit emoji, only yellow. Like, it's not always supposed to be like.
Did you just like say log?
Soft, yeah, like it's like a soft serve ice cream at McDonald's. Like, it's not supposed to be like that unless they're sick, right? A Lincoln log, a baby Ruth.
Oh my god, that's hilarious. That's true. You're right.
I told you that joke I played at my sister, right, with the baby Ruth?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. So, anyways. Well, then we move over to, we get a cameo of Jenna. And this was probably right around the time that I did talk to her about training me, because it was at Sheena's show, and I was several cocktails in, and I was like, I'm ready. I need you. And she's like, okay. She gives me her number. She takes my number. I do not follow up. She does follow up because she's probably a good trainer. And yeah, that I have not gone up there to do that yet. It is on my list.
Yes, it's on the list.
I want to say I can't get to LA that often, but she does have virtual options. So therefore, my text has gone unanswered. But shout out to Jenna.
And
She's very nice.
And shout out to Katie for saying what we all feel. Well, I'm sure there's some people who don't agree with that, but
yes, thank you to Katie for that and for the water bullshit.
Yes. So Katie, like, kind of goes on a monologue about, like, she doesn't understand how people say that, like, they get endorphins from exercising, and that they probably have never experienced true joy or wine or anything nice.
Yeah. And the water montage. Well, if you guys have been here for a while, Holly and I did our own water taste testing festival, and we filmed it for you guys. You can put it in Patreon.
I feel like our party or our theme would have been better for them. Like, it would have been, like, really interesting. This wasn't at all.
This is so boring. And why didn't they play, like, why didn't they actually do taste testings?
Yeah.
Like, and then this is this. And then why didn't they do a game, like, which one, like we did, like guess which brand.
Or maybe
which
they didn't. Maybe they didn't want to put down brands in case they were going to get like a deal or something.
Yeah,
that or,
like,
could
do
be
the
it.
Pepsi challenge, like even if they covered the label, be like, which one do you like better? And one would be tap, and one would be Evian.
Yeah, totally. And or one could have been like Hippie's water bowl. It would have been funny.
Yeah. Oh, Hippie's water bowl. Speaking of the Pepsi challenge, do you think Pepsi sponsored this episode? There's fucking Pepsi all over James's table. And I'm like, he was already in a confessional saying, I love a Red Bull and Coca-Cola. And then there's Pepsi, like liters of it, cans of it.
Yeah.
Everywhere.
I like, no to Pepsi for me.
I know. Who likes a Pepsi? Blech. My mom's second go-to, she was a Coke addict, a cola addict. And if it wasn't Coke, she would tolerate an RC.
Okay.
But never a Pepsi. She'd just go without.
Yeah, if someone's like, if I'm like, I'll have a Diet Coke, they're like, is Pepsi okay? It's like, no, I'll switch to an iced tea.
Exactly. Okay, Lala tells Katie that she invited Sandoval to the water tasting, and Katie looks horrified. Yeah, Katie's given a lot this episode.
Yes.
Another workout shot of Sandoval in a stupid workout room is like Virgin Airlines workout room. It's like, how many times are we going to watch this guy on a treadmill?
And how many times is he going to look over at himself?
When I go to the gym, I find the machine that is not in front of the mirror because I get depressed if I have to
like,
look in the mirror.
Have you ever cried in front of the mirror?
What did you put, like, every day of my life? No.
But that's what,
I try to avoid it.
But that's, you know, like, if you, like, catch a glimpse of yourself, you're like, oh, shit, you know, and then, like, you, like, do it a little more. But I feel like that is how Sandoval works out. He, like, he gets going, and then, like, he does, like, his breathing similar to, like, that disturbing scene that will never leave my mind. And he looks over at himself, and he's like, hey, you're working hard today, man. Yeah. Like, it's...
The horror I have to face in my life. And I knew this coming in when I saw this place. I go into the master bedroom. First of all, the closet's massive. So great for that. But it's those mirrored, and I hate those, the mirrored roller closet doors. And I'm like, oh, this is going to be a problem. So what I do with that is I try to leave them open so that I don't have to catch a glimpse when I'm walking by. But the worst part was in the master bedroom, or primary, sorry, one of the entire walls, like the biggest wall, is floor-to-ceiling mirror. It's like fucking Vegas hotel room. And I'm like, why would someone do this? And like, there's no way I can move in for this factor because I cannot be catching glimpses all the damn time.
I mean, I love mirrors. I love looking at myself. But Chad does this. We have those horrible mirrors that you're talking about. We have four giant ones because our closets are huge. But in the morning, like, I have blackout curtains, but still the sun will like peek over them. And Chad has this theory that the sun bounces off the mirror and into his face, which it doesn't. Like, I've literally watched it, and like, it's so he has to have them opened like away from where the sun hits in the morning, and it drives me insane. Like, Brittany talked on the after show about how Jax will like leave a cabinet door open and she wants to like fight him. Like, this is what Chad will do this in our bedroom.
I think it does, though. I think the point of the mirrors is it makes it brighter, which I love. I don't like blackout curtains. But because it has done that to me, and it makes it hotter.
That's what he says.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm with Chad.
Okay, yeah.
So I've got a solution. I have my bed frame that is fairly tall, and it goes almost to the top, and then one of my dressers is like 6 feet tall. So it covers. So, you know, I can't see anything.
Oh, you have like a nice shadow. Yeah.
Yeah. Everything's covering. It's right up against the mirrors.
Nice. Nice.
Okay. So Anne comes over looking professional, trying to be Ariana's assistant. And she's like, I don't know. Ariana's like, it's probably going to piss my roommate off. But, you know, he did sleep with my friend while I was at my grandma's funeral, so I should gleefully poach her. And Anne's like, hold on, I have to check with Sandoval. And she's like, hi.
Yes.
And he's like, now he's not just working out. He's sitting on the treadmill reading his mail. Would look to be like a personal card. And I was like, is that from Raquel?
Yeah. Yeah, he was definitely looking at something.
So Ariana's like, so you basically don't do much but like hang out with my dog. And Anne's like, yeah, I would love to do more actual work. And she's like, I mean, sometimes I have to pick up like his dirty socks. And Ariana's like, oh, that's so gross because he'll wear that stuff for like days. And she's like, why do you think I didn't want to fuck him? I'm like, oh, that was a good comeback. She's like, change your drawers, bro. I'm like, oh,
ew, that is so gross.
It's like swampy shorts.
And every time I had to go to his show and stand there and take videos of him, like, I'd always be standing right in front of him. I just know. I am not going to say that I smelled anything because I was literally, like, not breathing when I was, like, near him because I knew that if I breathed too hard, I was going to smell something. Like, just speaking as a, like remember what how our roller derby stuff would get? And he was sweating yes. way more than us.
And those pants that he would wear, you can't wash them. There's no. not those hard sequins.
Like, Anne was probably, like hand washing them in the sink, but, like, that can that can only, like, be fresh for, like, maybe the first, like, until it sweats again, then it's gonna come right back.
Yuck.
Ew!
I mean, he sweats a lot because he does, you know, he's running all over the place. But, yeah. Oof. And he's got those hot lights on him.
Yeah, no, like, it's totally normal that he's sweating, but I just can't help but, like that, it's swampy.
Yeah.
And I used to always wonder about that, too, like, when girls, you know, like, the hair metal days or whatever, and girls were, like, totally into, like, giving blowjobs to the dudes right after and stuff. Like, wasn't it, like, all gross and sweaty and latexy and leathery?
Yeah. Gross. Ew.
Well, they would get crabs and stuff, right? Like, that was, like, a big problem back then.
Yeah. So, can you get crabs in your mouth?
Ew!
I don't know.
Oh,
like what happens?
Or like, do they like? Does some like creep into your hair, and then like they're in your hair? Like it's like, oh, you have lice. Oh no, wait, hold on, it's crabs.
Because are crabs on the inside, or are they in like his?
Aren't they in the pubes? They like live in the pubes.
So like, if you are, yeah, then why wouldn't it go in your mouth or your hair? You just sounded like Sandoval. Oh, so gross. Anyone with vast knowledge of STDs,
please write it. VanderpumpRulesParty@gmail.com. Please share. You can be anonymous. We will not read who it's from, we swear.
You can see you're just asking for a friend. You're telling us.
Yeah, tell, yes.
From a friend you had.
Yeah, totally.
named Jan. Okay, MVP, besides Katie, this episode would have to be Summer Moon. No, I don't want it.
Oh my gosh. Summer Moon is so freaking cute, dude.
The stupid hat, short spring Summer Moon, like an old lady hat that's like giant. Like, why would you think she would like this? I mean, she's smart, but I don't think she can read Do Not Disturb yet.
And, like, where the hell did he pick that up? Like, was that at the plant store? And he's like, you know what? I see Summer Moon in that hat.
You know, at the plant store, they probably have a balloon. She might have liked that.
Yeah, or even, like, a little, like, flower pick or something. Like, a watering can. She would have loved that shit.
Yeah. So he says he woke up and all these people are pregnant. Made his father clock tick and... You know, he hopes one day he can be a DILF. Like, that ship has sailed, Swamp Boy.
He's like, Father Time is knocking on the door, and I'm going to answer.
How about that time when, like, you and your wife are trying to have a child? Maybe you should have tried then.
He's like, I'm going to be, like, 60 when they graduate high school. Is that cool, or I don't know?
He's actually going to be 70, because unless he has a kid this year, that ship has also sailed. Because he's like 42. So unless he's like Sheena and skips several grades.
Yeah, yeah. His child will use big words and be smart.
Yeah. So Sheena's getting in the cold plunge and he's like, oh, he's like, every time I come to the west side, it's like a gasp of fresh air, like when I would have sex with Katie, which is not what I think of when I picture like Katie having sex. I don't think of fresh air. I think of,
and I don't picture after they've had like candy and chips and sunflower seeds sprawled across the bed and Schwartz makes his last plunge into Katie and he goes, that was a breath of fresh air, just like being on the west side. Like, what?
And Brock's like, he's like, well, I haven't had any. He's like, well, Katie sure has, just not with you. I have a beef to pick with Lala, too, because I've listened to her podcast several times where she has said how she'll get up at like the middle of the night and she'll go down and get all her snack food and bring it into her bed. So maybe before you criticize Ariana about having trash food by her bed, which, I mean, yeah, I don't want chicken satay on my nightstand either. It's a little gross. But come on. It's because she goes to her room, she stays in her room. Like, we all know why.
Yeah.
You know, it's more of a reason than yours, Lala.
I mean, but I, unfortunately, Ariana opened herself up for this because she keeps sharing about it. You can't bitch about your situation and not fix it. That's what everyone's trying to tell her. It's like, get out then, you know, like, God.
Yeah. And then lock your door.
Yeah.
You know, if you're leaving, lock your door or make sure you have a dog sitter or make sure, you know, I mean, she's got valid points about him being irresponsible, but I don't think she can. I think a little bit of the dog murderer thing was a little ridiculous.
Yeah, totally.
And then Ariana saw Anne crying in the kitchen because the dog murderer was eavesdropping and told her to take a few days off and let's have some space. So this is probably when Anne quits. Because Anne said it's coming up soon. So I don't know if we'll see her again. Like, I wouldn't want to go back if I was her.
Yeah, but, like, I don't know. To play devil's advocate, which Ariana says we don't need, I would be pissed if my assistant actively taking an interview with my frickin' ex. You know,
at my house. Yeah, upstairs.
It's like, it really is disrespectful to, like, that work relationship that they have. Like, she should have a conversation with him and be like, dude, just so you know, I'm taking an interview with Ariana. Like, sorry. You know, like, I don't know. It seemed a little, I don't know.
Yeah. Oh, it was shady, and they certainly shouldn't have done it in the kitchen when he's home.
Yeah.
And, but like, God, it went behind his back.
It may, or at least go to, like, freaking Starbucks or something. Like, but it made for amazing TV.
And it should, like, I agree with Ariana, like, well, maybe let's just wait until I get out of the house. It's like, yes.
And that was a nice way to end it. And in that respect, I feel like Sandoval really doesn't have a leg to yell at her about, because she was just having a conversation with Ariana like she always does. And they're talking about the future. Like, I don't think she did anything wrong. She's obviously going to give him notice and, like, do right by him. So I don't know. I thought they both kind of overreacted.
Yeah. So Katie says she feels like her privacy was invaded, much like Sandoval invaded Ariana's space by eavesdropping. She felt like she blamed Sheena more than Brock. But I guess it's equally their fault. Sheena's the one that tracked and looked. Brock's the one that told. And I guess I would agree with that. Sheena said it was not Brock's place. Like, her and Brock are bickering quite a lot. I'm red flagging over here. The way she's talking to him. Like, even he's like, Sema, guess where we're going? Your mom and I. And she's like, shh. Like, I like Brock's. Like, we were at, when Julia was here, and we were hanging out with, you know, Mike and Ryan and the kids. And I said, like, she was about to tell a story. It was something crime. And I was like, looked at her like, hey, the kids are here. But then, like, Ryan explained, like, the crime. And I'm like, why would they do that? He's like, well, it's a crime. So, you know, it's just, you have to let the parent do it. But I appreciate Brock, like, not trying to sugarcoat everything and be like, she has to deal with, we're going to go have fun too. So I kind of like that.
I had to explain to Ronnie today, well, we are going down Beach Boulevard, and I'm not kidding, there were 9, I guess the proper word now is sex workers, walking down the street, like at 10 o'clock in the morning. Wow. And she's like, what are they doing? What's happening? Oh. And so I was like, well, you know, I'm like, they, you know, like that's how they make money. You know, like they walk on the street and they attract the attention of someone and they get paid money. And she's like, for what? So I was like, well, I'm like, you know, for companionship, you know, to talk to someone. So she's like, huh. But yeah, that's like, it's like,
I'm a good talker.
No. Yeah.
No. Oh my God. I just watched that Quiet on the Set. That's and my first thought was like, no more Nickelodeon in this house. And I'm like, I'm going to talk to Holly and make sure she never leaves Ronnie's side.
I know. Well, we just got an email from like our agents saying that like, no more. Is it like, you know, the child goes in for an audition and parents stay out. Like, parents go in for everything now. Like, you don't leave your kid's side. Like, for, you know, like, before, even at Ronnie's, like, current place, like, they would try to be like, no, like, we don't want parents in there. And that's like, no. Like, it's just not gonna. That's where it happened in lessons and stuff, where people would drop their kids off and.
Yeah, even that dad, Drake Bell's dad, like, caught it. He had the vibe. He knew it.
Yeah.
And it's like the guy was still able to isolate Drake.
Yeah, yeah. It's oof. Really, yeah.
It's really all right. Sad. Well, on that fun note, so Sheena's like, I don't need Katie to get mad all over at me again. He's like, well, let's not forget Katie wanted to burn your life down last year. Fair point. Katie then was talking about she thinks maybe Brock did it to get revenge because she was such a naysayer about his parenting situation. I don't know that Brock seems that vengeful. He seems to get over things pretty quickly and move on.
Yeah. He does.
It's 2021. I don't think he's thinking about 20. Because, I mean, look at the stuff Lala said to Brock, and he's like best friends with Lala. So.
Yeah, I don't know.
So Schwartz went on to say how it wasn't, like, it was not fair and so hypocritical, double standards, because especially Max was his real close best friend, whereas Raquel wasn't even really in the friend circle, and he got roasted, but it's fine for her. But it's like, no, it's very different, Schwartz, like, you broke the agreement. You broke the code. Also, that was a couple months after your divorce, not 2 years.
Yes.
So. Okay, so we're going over to James for this water party. I am noticing several times it happened with Schwartz, it happened with Katie. Graham does not necessarily seem like renovated, trained at this point. I'm like, still seems a little unruly.
And the fact that they're like leaving it in too is just like wild. Yes, when Hippie jumps on Katie, I was like, oh no. Like it was bad. I don't like when dogs do that either. When you have to like be.
Yes.
Like the owner's like not looking, so you're like trying to be like, get down, you know, like,
yeah.
Because like, they're not listening.
He's a dog owner and a yeah. dog owner. So yeah. It's like, why do you think they did it at James and not Lala's? Just because it's easier to film? Probably don't have to pay an HOA or a.
Totally.
Yeah.
I think the backyard is a awesome place to film in, and they can't really do it at Ariana's right now. Katie's is gone, you know, so it's a great filming spot for sure.
I hope James is charging them location fees.
Oh, I'm sure.
Pay his mortgage. Do you think this is, okay, besides the Pepsi, do you think there was a Smirnoff product placement too?
I don't know, but Sheena got me on that one because I was like, that sounds kind of good.
And Smirnoff, pink lemonade on ice. It's really good. It's like, you were very detailed.
Yeah, she's, and like the little logo looked so good, and adding sparkling water to it, it sounds good. Sounds like a refreshing summer beverage.
It's just kind of funny, because Smirnoff is like, you know, a lower level.
Yeah.
Not a top shelf. You know, it's like what you do when you're younger.
It's like very Sheena. It's like, yeah. I could also see her, like, she's like, you guys, I brought Boone's Farm. Anyone want, has anyone ever tried this? It's amazing. She's all malt liquor. Anyone? No? No?
I have cupcake, much like the Ambassador Theater in New York that charges $37.
She's like, have you ever tried vodka infused whipped cream? We could put that on top.
Another airplane goes by. Okay, you know what I found more annoying than the airplane?
What?
Did we really need the water montage of Lala ordering water? It was stupid.
No, and it's literally a question that is asked at every meal. Like that would be like us being like intrigued with like Brock's order. Like, does he get flat or sparkling? I can't. Oh my gosh. I don't know. Like, it's, I don't even know how to, it's so, it's beyond basic. It's like,
it was a dumb montage. It wasn't funny.
It's like, do you want a fork or a spoon to eat your ice cream with? Like, she eats her ice cream with a fork. That's so random. Don't you use a spoon?
I use whatever's clean. I've used same, a knife.
Totally.
Where were we? And I was like, oh, never mind. I'll just use this knife. Or I used like a coffee stirrer one for like chopsticks. Oh, on Michaela and Ryan's anniversary, they went to, or it was something, Valentine's Day. They went to the beach and got takeout, but it was, you know, like Thai or something. And they didn't put any chopsticks or utensils in the bag. And they're stuck out on like the beach fire pit. Like, and so they, I think Michaela had a straw, like a Starbucks straw or something. And then he went and, like, whittled a couple sticks and used sticks as chopsticks.
That's funny.
Okay. So, this guy, I don't know, he's talking about, it could be dinosaur piss. And he's like, this is, look at, it can be milky like cum. And I was on the Playboy channel and the bunny said it tastes like cum. Like, this is a disgusting conversation. This is a family show, sir.
It's like, way to, I didn't think it was possible to ruin water, but he did.
Yeah, he did. And then, like, $1,000 bottle of water. Thank you, Katie. It tastes like a buck of water.
Yeah, I was really looking, because they kind of teased the water tasting last week. And then when it happened, I was extremely let down. I had blue balls after the water tasting, because I was like, I was excited to maybe go try some new water, and I will not be doing that.
Yeah, like I said, they could have played games, little tests, like,
or they didn't even try Lala's favorite freaking water. Like, why? Like, they all said they wanted to learn the sparkling water way. They didn't even try it.
Yeah.
Like, she's like, okay, thanks everyone. Like, what? Nothing happened.
Exactly. It was, that scene should have been cut.
Yeah. I mean, so if I was doing a water tasting, I would have, like, been extra and got, like, you know, like, the ice sculpture where, like, you send it down the thing and then and everyone's like,
deluge it.
Yeah, like, at least, so it's, like, cold, or, like, do you want to try ice cold water, or here's, like, room temperature. Like, there's so many things you could have discussed.
Yes. Boring. They don't know how to throw a party. Okay, this is one of the scenes I thought was a little ridiculous. So, like, everyone wants ranch, and Tom's like, I'll go try and catch the guy.
Oh, God.
But then Katie and Ariana being, like, the two little, like, grandpa Muppets up in the corridor in the Muppet Show, like, really, Tom? Oh, and Ariana's like, he's just doing too much. It's like, he just ran out to try and catch the pizza guy to get his ranch, like, for other people. Like, it, you don't need to harp on everything.
But I thought that was hilarious. I think it got a little excessive later, but it was just funny because he obviously wasn't doing the most, but just by him, like, being like, hey, bro, hold up, you know, like, and they're like, look at him. He's always has to be extra. He's always and it's like, they just wanted freaking ranch with their pizza, for their Little Caesar pizza.
Look at him. He's going to the bathroom now. Oh, he's drinking a Pepsi. Okay, Tom, Mr. Bartender. Like, It really, like, picks yeah. him up every bit. So he goes out because he realizes there's nothing he can do right.
You know what would have been worse is if he did get some and he came back in and was like, I got it. And they would have been like, oh, God, I'm not eating it now, or, you know, something.
Yeah. Or it would have been worse if Ariana ate the ranch. Be like, well, fuck you.
Yeah.
If I was Tom, I'd be like, that's not your ranch. I got that for Sheena.
Yeah, yeah.
So he gets defensive outside because Brock's telling him, he's like, look, you gotta figure it out. You gotta try and talk to her. He's like, why is it my fault? I've tried. And I mean, in his defense, he has tried to talk to her, and Ariana just shuts him down. So, you know, but he's still just like, why is it my fault? You know, still like defensive Sandoval victim.
But Brock was being a little too preachy for my liking. Yeah. From here on, I was like, okay, like, my least favorite character this episode is Brock. Like, it's very rich coming from you, Brock, to find to have Ariana and Tom find peace. Like, have you found peace with your family yet?
And to teach communication. How was your communication with your ex-wife? Oh, that's right. You didn't have any. And then...
And what have you been doing to Bridget? Just staying away like you have the entire time anyways? Like, I don't know. It's pretty... Like, I was telling Chad, it's like there's sometimes... Like, if people start talking about something that maybe I have done in my life, I stay quiet. Like, I don't harp in on the person because I know at any second that if someone can go, well, didn't you do that? You know, like, there's some things you have to sit back and just, like, let it unfold. And for Brock to be the narrator on that part, it's like, Yeah. Like, I guess if any of them did it, it would be rich from all of them. But it was with Brock, I was just like,
Yeah. The other odd thing I noticed during the water scene is Dana and Ariana are wearing long sleeves in black in Burbank in August.
Like, eek.
What the hell? Okay, but then Schwartz and Katie meet up outside and talk, and Schwartz, Katie always has like that air of moral superiority, but she's fucked up too, and you know what, it feels good to say that. He wants to shake hands with Katie and start fresh and get dinner, and she's like, no, I don't want to, not until you learn to make better decisions like what shirt to wear.
Yeah,
but she isn't. Schwartz is like, her outfit was stupid. She yeah. thought it was chic. I mean, I get it if she's going for like cheesy, funny, chic, which I'm sure that is the vibe, but I don't know. I don't think her outfit was any worse than his in that moment.
Did you?
Or better.
Were you starting to feel like the sexual tension between those two?
I mean, he's like, you dirty dog. And she like smiled. He's like, I'm not mad. It's like, but you are, because you keep saying like how you got raked over the coals, but like she was flirty-ish.
Yeah, there was like, I don't know how to describe what it was. Like, it's not there yet, but I see a spark that could possibly turn into something.
Maybe that's why in the upcoming episodes you show Schwartz trying to proposition a one-night stand with Katie.
Yeah, and he's kind of, he drops little bombs all through this little thing, too. Like, I don't know, I just...
Yeah.
Even when they were like, you know, he was like, I don't know, I thought it was like such a flimsy agreement. And she's like, everything with you is a flimsy agreement, Tom. Like, even in that, like, I swear, like, those two probably like to... like, get down to saying weird words to each other. He's like, you're flimsy. No, you're flimsy.
You're
stop
dirty.
It. I'll show you
you're
something. Dirty. I'll show you something that's not flimsy right now. And she's like, Tom Schwartz, stop.
Gross. So Ariana's explaining whatever stuff to, like, Brock and the people at the table. And she says the dog murderer thing, the death glare Sandoval gave her when she called him the attempted dog murder, I was like, ooh. He was pissed. And Brock's like, wait, hold on.
But Brock was like 100% stirring that. He's like, what about the attempted murder? Tell us about it. It's like, Brock, shut up.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, he's really earning that paycheck, dude.
And then this is when, this is where I think she's going to get a lot of comments similar to the ones we saw with her Love Island announcement, when she's just screaming and like, and second of all, and just telling him to like, not fucking look at her in the eye, you piece of shit. She says like, you sociopath, psychopath, narcissist, gaslighting piece of shit, I will set you on fire. Like,
there was two things that I laughed out loud about. Number one was when Lala roasted her saying, doesn't she have a freaking trash bag sponsor? Like, why doesn't she take out her freaking trash? Which,
touche.
That was hilarious. The other funny thing I laughed at was Sandoval saying that she hasn't changed her kitty litter in over 2 years. And if she did happen to do it this last time, one time, that would be the one time. And that also is a sponsor of hers.
Oh,
Kitty,
it is.
Kitty Litter also sponsored her. So it's like, dude, she wasn't even doing her own kitty litter. And then she had the nerve to like kind of call out Anne being like, well, you don't do much when you're here. It's like, she must be doing the freaking kitty litter, up the poop, taking out the trash. Like, that's what she's doing.
I believed Sandoval in the moment, because the way Ariana came back to that was like, I just did it last week. Like, you know, it's like your typical husband, like that does one chore out of 50 that you do every day, and he wants an award for it for a week. You know, it's like, one time.
I do truly think that Sandoval probably thinks, and maybe he does, deserve an award for the things that he is holding back about Ariana, because I can tell he wants to unleash. But she's going to unleash harder, so he's kind of snuffed out right now. But he's let it slip that there's a lot of things that she hasn't done that he does for her. And
also,
yeah.
She was using Scoopable. You can't go a week.
That's so gross.
I mean, the old school litter, maybe you would change it every week, but everyone uses Scoopable. I just had a cat here. Like, it's every two, because then I feel bad. I'm like, oh, wow, that looks really bad. I'm like, now I guess I got a scoop of, like, every 2 days, probably every day, but 2 days, three max if you're gone or something. But, like,
I've gone into the bathroom where I don't own a cat, but when I do go into, like, a bathroom where the litter is, like, there's, like, giant turds in there. Like, it's a thing. Like, yeah, you have to scoop it out.
Yeah. Not more than I did it last week. It's like, ugh.
Yeah.
So,
but I think that that's where he's kind of having to, like, if he says something, people are going to annihilate him. So he's really having to keep his mouth shut.
He's like, yeah. How about you don't look at me in the fucking eye? You've already got, you've taken everything, all the campaigns. Did you catch that?
And then he also goes, put on your big girl panties. Like, oh.
I like that. Well, he said, she took all my friends, now my assistant, but now, and then all the campaigns. I'm like, okay, a little fourth wall breakage there.
Yeah.
Damn. And then it's just like, get the fuck away from me, get the fuck away from me, get the fuck away. It's just a lot of Tanisha style, like, well, step
and,
up,
step and
up.
Then this is the second time where I've heard her weaponize like you, like calling the cops, which I feel is like a little inappropriate when like nothing is happening, you know, to like possibly call the authorities on someone because you don't like what they're saying or they're talking in a space that you don't think they should be in. Like, I don't know. Like, when she said that, I was like, dude, I was totally on your side when you were like against the whole Randall Jax prank. Like, she was on the right side of history for that. But then this is the second time she's dropped it again where I'm calling the cops. It's like, yeah.
I'm curious. I wish they would have told a little bit more of, did she just see the takeout scraps annihilated on the floor, or was Maya sick? Because chicken satay skewers, they're going to rip that apart like a stick. Like, why can dogs fetch sticks and chew on sticks like they do bones? And, like, you know what I mean? Like, maybe Maya was sick, and that's what brought her to the vet.
Well, I think the problem with those sticks is if, like, let's say she crunched it into three pieces, it could puncture the other organs after she gets it down. I think that's the problem.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. $6,000.
But I feel like, obviously, like, if she were in, like, even, like, half of a better headspace than where she is right now, like, you would be like, okay, shoot, like, I shouldn't have left my takeout there, but I didn't know the dog was going to be put in my room. Can you take accountability for leaving the dog in my room for so long? I'll take accountability for the food being left there, and, like, we call it an accident. You know, like, I feel like it's really, she's really amplifying it. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, there is some responsibility on her part as his part, so.
Yeah.
And then Anne even said on her podcast it might have been the AC guy. So Sandoval might not have even known that Maya was stuck in the room because, you know. So who knows what happened, but I wonder, so she's screaming at him and she's like, stop interrupting me. My lawyer will be talking to you. He's like, well, it's about time. Like, she's like, with a fat out response. He's like, yeah, well, I would hope so. It's been 2 months. Do you think that maybe she was using those 2 months, like, she knew she'd be getting out to do Dancing with the Stars, but she just wanted to buy some time so she didn't have to, like, move twice. And so she just put it off for as long as she could, like, told her lawyer, like, take your time. Like, I don't want to move twice. I don't know. Yeah. So she said he left the gate wide open of her dream house that she wanted to have for her kids. Now, by that, I thought she was referring to her kids as her pets. Did you take it as, oh, now she is dreaming of having kids and that being their backyard?
I was confused when I heard that because I thought before when I heard that she was referring to her animals. But I also feel like it could apply to that was her dream house, her dream backyard. I mean, I think it's fair to imagine children in the backyard. So I don't know. I need to do a rewatch to like feel what I think there.
Yeah, it wasn't clear because then he's like, your children. So it's like, well, and then she went into the, well, I paid for them. I have the adoption papers.
That was kind of a weak argument where I was like, and then who was it? Someone asked her like, well, what are you going to, Tom, like, how do you feel about that? Are you cool with her having the animals? And he's like,
James, like
James.
Yeah. He's like, aren't you going to fight for them?
Yeah.
I think he's like, I have enough to fight about. And Maya's a newer dog. He's probably not that, hasn't probably gotten that attached. Like, he was with as much with Charlotte.
Yeah.
But Kitty's been around forever.
Yeah.
Who knows? Also, like, who has 500 laxatives? Did he just buy in bulk?
I don't know.
Like, even 50 is a lot.
Like I feel like, you know, like, I buy, like, 500 Advil or ibuprofen or something, but I've never seen, like, laxatives.
I'm, like, 24. If I'm not even buying the travel little tube, I'm like, I feel like a doomsday hoarder saver if I get like the 24 caplets. Look at me being all responsible buying in bulk.
Oh, 24, like with my cramps, like that's gone in like a day.
Yeah.
And it's like, it's like the worst when you run out and you're like, I can't do it.
Yeah. So Sandoval says, see, guys, this is the scary rage that comes out of her. This was our entire relationship. And Schwartz is like, yeah, man, I'm going to get out of here. And so he goes in,
like, how was the pizza?
She's like, get out. I don't like you either. Just from association.
She's all, get out. I'm mad at you again. Get out. He's like, okay, bye. Bye, guys.
So yeah, this is where Ariana's a little unhinged.
And he's all, Katie, call me.
Yeah.
She's like, what the fuck?
So I fear for the comments coming after this episode.
Okay. But here's the other thing. this is episode 10. For the most part, up to this point, Ariana has been very, like, they've been very separated, so they haven't really spoken to each other. And she's been, I guess at this point, she's not as psychically busy as she gets going forward. It even gets worse. But I don't know. I feel like we're forgetting the timeline of this. And, like, it's only natural that the rage is going to come out. And although it's awkward for all the friends to see this and all the castmates to see this, at least we're seeing something and not just, like, the freaking eye looks. It's like, I'm glad it in a way, it feels healing. It feels like, okay, we're getting somewhere now. It's bubbling out. We're getting somewhere.
Like James said, I think she needs to release her anger. Like, totally.
Totally, yeah.
And it makes for a better show as well.
Yes.
It's like a win-win, just dual purpose.
Yes.
So Sheena's planning the beach day. She wants Brock to uninvite Sandoval, but he will not.
He's all, Summer, look at your fruit. And he's like, me and your mother are going to have an amazing beach day and play. And she's like, shut up. Don't tell her that.
And they say, like, do you want me to explain it to you or do you want to keep cutting me off? I'm like, ooh, this marriage is scaring me. And Brock tells Sheena.
But to throw Sheena a little bone here, he does very much get on his high horse. And you can't, like, I feel like Sheena is kind of the same way. Once she gets talking, no one else can talk. And Brock is the same way. So they're butting heads. But the fact that we get the camera in on them to witness this is, like, just amazing reality TV. Just,
oof. Yeah. He is on a soapbox. He's like, you need to get Ariana to step up to the plate and fix things and get in control of her triggers. And it's like, why? It's been 4 months. And she doesn't have to be in control of anything.
And then Sheena points out to him, she's like, Brock, don't you get really heated? Yeah. Don't you blow up?
Yeah, like last year, the year before on the reunion, he's like, cool story, bro. You know, when he was like giving it back to Lala.
Yeah.
Like 2 days after Lala's world erupted. Then Sheena says she's afraid Ariana will cut her out even if she brings up like that she should move on or get in control of her triggers. And then Summer's like, yeah, take it all out. Like the trash.
Yeah.
I don't know. So we have the scene. I'm glad this scene was in there so that some of these people that are making these comments can explain. It's not as easy as just like, what's the problem? Tom gave you an offer. Take it and get out. It's like, she wants her investment back. She deserves whatever increase in market value, just like he does. And then she deserves to get her furniture that she paid for back as well. So I like that they're showing this accounting and little audit that the designer is helping her account for. And thank God they had that person help because she has all the receipts.
Yes. And although I could also see Sandoval's side of it being like really frustrating that it's like 2 months and Ariana's just now getting around to like sending the information off. Like, that's like,
as she's not paying rent or the mortgage or the bills.
That to me is like kind of normal Ariana behavior that we're kind of familiar with, like how she normally operated. So it's oddly comforting that she's still in there. Ariana's still there. You know, she just has a lot of new hustles going on. So, I was happy to see them going through that. And then hopefully we get to see this whole process play out because I want to see it.
Yeah. Okay, so we get to, they're like between Santa Monica and Venice, right?
Yeah.
Because, like, I know that beach so well, the fucking mile from hell on the hot sand. That's why I loved Huntington, because it wasn't as big, but, you know, if you go to that 9th Street, you can walk down the pavement to the middle of the beach.
Yeah.
You guys, it is a journey walking to the water in Santa Monica, Venice Beach. But they do it, and James makes a line in the sand for Tom and Ariana.
And James is, like, trying, they're both trying to put, like, the little shade things up, and Brock, like, does it, like, one-armed. He's like, well, here we go!
Schwartz brings Sheena a Capri Sun.
Oh, my God. And then I absolutely, that was hilarious. And I died when... they're like, is Sandoval coming? And Ariana's like,
I don't know. I saw his stupid little crochet thing in the dryer, so probably. And then it's all, and it shows him walking up in the little, like, that was hilarious. Because I always wonder, like, and when, if or when, I'll knock on wood, because I don't want to wish this on anyone, but, like, if she ever turns on Brock a little, I want her to talk about Brock's clothing choices. I always wondered, because, like, you know, Ariana and Tom, like, he would wear some, like, wild things, and I always wondered, like, you know, as the partner, are they like, oh, like, cool choice, man? Like, I don't know.
Yeah.
That was funny.
So it's kind of awkward because then the Toms start talking about some singles event that they're going to go to. It's like, this is a little weird talking about that in front of both of your exes, you know?
100%. They were saying things to get a rise out of Ariana,
yeah,
who was just trying to survive there. You can tell, like, and this is where I wish they would kind of, like, break the fourth wall too. Like I said, my idea of having the friends get together and be like, we have to film together, this is what we have to do, and then kind of calling back to that Ariana being at the beach looking down, you know, like, kind of struggling with it, that would bring it all together. But instead we have to pretend like she just doesn't want to lose out on being friends with everyone, and neither does Tom. It's like, it doesn't quite work for me. But
no, it's called they want a job and the paycheck.
Yes. Yeah, so there's this singles event going on, and they're like, Katie, you should come.
You want to be my date, Katie? He's like, you know, we're kind of the same now. And she's like, yeah, no, we are not the same.
She's all, we can go to the singles event. You can hook up with anyone as long as it's not Max. And she's like, well, I already did, so why does that matter?
And he's saying, like, basically they're even because she's now hooked up with Max. So that equates to all the cheating he did. It's the same thing now.
Easel, I think that the Max thing actually brought us closer together.
He's like, if you look at all the days we spent together, it's like 4,582.
He's like, I think I've been pretty faithful. It's like,
yeah, like the days I cheated, that was like 11 days out of 4,500. Like, that's like insignificant. God. That's like almost nothing.
Yeah, it was just ridiculous.
So stupid.
So then they're like, where's Lala? Oh, she had to take Ocean to an eye appointment. Then the fighting continues.
Sandoval said even he didn't know about the Tom Sheena thing.
That was awkward.
And then Sheena goes, well, pretty much every man in this group has hit on me at one point or another. And Sandoval's like, actually, it was more like I was the recipient of your flirting. And then Brock brings up Raquel. Oh. He's like, oh, is that what you were too, Sandoval? You were the recipient of Raquel's flirting. And Ariana's like, can you just shut the fuck up with this conversation? It's just like, that was... Again, you're right. Brock,
You want to talk about being extra and doing too much. Katie and Ariana should sit back and be like, look at Brock. He's freaking doing too much. He's like running laps around everyone making the comments. Like 100% production has to be giving him a big old cupped hand on the back going, good job, Brocky.
Just what he did last week with the whole Katie Max thing. It's like, yeah, he's the one doing too much. Not even Sandoval.
Yeah. And the producers, the story writers, they know exactly what we're going to say. They know that we're going to say he's a hypocrite. They are having him say this on purpose.
Mm-hmm.
Totally.
Yeah. Brock's getting in Ariana's face. It is not going over well.
No.
And she's like, the men need to step up and be men and tell Sandoval to shut the F up because Sandoval is such a misogynist. He only respects it when it's coming from men. And Brock's like, well, he left, so you got what you wanted. And Lynn Lala's sticking up for him, and Ariana's like, yeah, you don't need to play devil's advocate. The devil doesn't need any more advocates. And Lala's like, you won, Ariana. You already won. Look at his life. So again, making a hero out of the perpetrator because he's now a victim because she's thriving. So now she needs to be the bad person because she's winning at life. Shouldn't we be cheering her on, not like trying to bring her down? I don't know.
I don't know that I quite agree that the men need to fight her battle for her. I thought that was like a little bit of a weak argument.
Yeah,
I see what she's saying. Like, she's just frustrated. She's like, you guys can't just like sit there and let him do like. But at the same time,
it doesn't track for her and her personality and everything she believes in and stands up for, like equality. I'm like, if you are this person that we've all seen you be and believe you to be,
just step into that. We love it. You know, it's fine.
But then why would you be with a misogynist pig that only respects what men say? That doesn't go along with the person that you've been telling us you are.
Exactly. Exactly.
This person would never be with someone like that. Like, I would never be with someone like that.
No.
And I'm not even on my soapbox about, like, you know, when she would make fun of him, like, did you say cisgender? And, you know, sure, I think Sandoval's ignorant, but I mean, I don't think he's intentionally misogynistic. I think he's that by default. But she wouldn't, what she portrays herself to be technically wouldn't be with someone like that. So it doesn't track.
True.
It's like, would she date a Trumper? No, but that's basically kind of the same type of analogy.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's going to get good in the valley when we talk about that.
Yes.
Okay, so I watched What Happens Live. Did you catch it?
Yes, I did.
So she really leaned into, to her, the best of her knowledge, she doesn't believe Jax has cheated, but she also doesn't believe if he could be monogamous for the rest of his life. She's like, I don't believe he's cheated on me so far, but I don't know if he could do it the rest of his life. And she said even Janet and maybe Kristen, they did their internet sleuth thing and detective work to really suss out the cheating rumors, and they couldn't come up with anything. So I actually don't think he did either. However, now looking at the valley and the way he is looking at like the interviewees, the bartender, the server, I was like, ooh. He is lighting up. His eyes lit up.
Yeah, I don't know. I never saw Jax's eyes light up with Brittany like they did with Stassi. They just didn't. Right. But I don't know. During Watch What Happens Live, like, my heart broke a little bit when Brittany was like, I just like woke up to like how I should be treated and how, like, I'm worth more than that. And that made me sad because it's like, I always knew that Brittany was worth more. Everyone did. We were all trying to, like, shout, yes, like, don't do it. I mean,
she could have been the Bachelorette after season six.
She does seem so sweet. And I really do think that she, like, is truly a nice person. So I do think there's probably someone out there better for her than Jax. And there might be someone better for Jax. Like, I don't know.
It was sad, too, when she's like, I finally just have my blinders off and I see what all of you were saying. Now I see it on TV and recognize it. And I'm sure motherhood had a lot to do with that. And now she sees it on TV, her justifying or cleaning up all his messes and just the fighting about everything from, like you said, the cabinets to the whatever, and that the couple's therapy hasn't happened. So I don't know.
Yeah, I'm feeling worried. Like, I don't really want them to break up. I don't want their family to break up at all. I'm hoping that they get back together.
I don't actually want them to either. It's yeah. Well, the other red flag, too, was she said the sex. She's like, there wasn't much sex before Cruise, but then we got busy, had Cruise, and then it fell off again.
And that has, like, if it was anyone else, I might say, like, maybe that's something. Like, I'm sure you can work through that. It's like a, you know, you got to get back into the swing of things and find yourself again, blah, blah, blah. But with Jax, like, that makes me a little worried.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I wonder what story. She said that the final fight that caused her to move out was she went out the night before with Kristen, and Jax made up a whole story in his head of what happened that wasn't true, and they got in a big fight about it.
And it looked like she didn't want to share that. Like, I was like, she was going to say no, and then she, like, kind of gave in to saying that. So I was like, yeah. I was like, I'm going to have to go back and look and see what the hell they're talking about.
She said she heard last night that something about her is opening soon.
Which, obviously, she heard from Ariana because she was at her show, so.
Yeah.
But Ariana also said that to us. I don't know.
Yeah. Did you see the end when, I think, it was the end of the show, and Andy said that Gleb from Dancing with the Stars said Sheena doesn't have enough star power to be on Dancing with the Stars?
I mean...
I don't know who half the people are on that show, so I am not one to be able to judge that.
Did you see that someone April Fool's Sheena with, like, an article that said, like, Sheena slotted to be next on Dancing with the Stars? Like, it, like, came from, like, TMZ, and it was an April Fool's. Like, that's so mean.
Yeah. I mean, that's going to be fucking awkward if she does get on and she's going to have to see this Gleb guy every day.
Yeah.
You know, because they're friends with the other dancers.
Yeah.
Also, since she's been such a supporter of the show, it's kind of mean of him to say. But
I think, though, all of this talk about it is just doing nothing but helping her. I really do. And then if she can have some sort of little tragedy strike, she's golden. She's going to be in that gold dress and
we have to get divorced so that I can get on Dancing with the Stars. But yeah. We'll get back together. Brock, you just go to Australia for a year.
Brock is about to hit his, like, green card limit where he has to, you know, and then he's good to go.
All right. Well, that's all I have. I'm excited to talk about the Valley tomorrow. We'll have the after show to talk about and then anything we see on the extended
version. I just have to, like, do, like, one little sneak peek. Like, I am so happy. Sarah and I have talked about this for ever since anything happened. I'm happy that it was finally, like, vocalized tonight that something happened, because I feel like all of us can really heal from this now. Seriously, like, I'm so glad that it is brought into the open. So, yeah, you guys, I cannot wait to talk about the Valley tomorrow. I'm going to take amazing notes, watch it again, and watch the after show of Vanderpump Rules. And, yeah, I'm excited to podcast some more.
Okay, we'll be back tomorrow.
Okay, you guys. Bye.